Welcome to DoughForTheDream.com. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm here to offer entrepreneurs find alternative financing. You know, besides the bank down the street, you have other choices, other alternatives, and that's why I'm here to share this information. Sometimes I give quick update podcasts. Sometimes I give longer ones, which this will be, a little bit more in-depth about a specific subject, a specific strategy that you can consider with your startup, with your existing business, or whatever you're doing in business. You know, For years I worked for two different large banks. I gave financing and loans for hundreds of small and medium-sized businesses, and I enjoyed helping entrepreneurs get solutions, you know, achieve what they wanted to, you know, reach for their dream, get dough for the dream is where the saying comes from. And I still like doing that. Now I'm on my own, so I have more flexible options. I can offer more things to people like you. And I share information like this, lots of free information out there, and I have some things for sale, like a CD and other things, and ebooks, and I like to help people. I have a free ebook at www.doughforthedream.com. Like I said, it's free. DoughForTheDream.com. Just sign up and get a free ebook, and I give lots of free information by email if you want it. And certainly I'm here for coaching and other types of things. And you know what? You can just send me a question and I'll do my best to answer it for free. I answer my own email and phone at jim@doughforthedream.com. jim@doughforthedream.com. My phone number is 724-238-9799. Let's jump into today's a little bit more in-depth subject matter. It's not new, but I bet most people have not heard about it. It's new to me somewhat, at least considering the other things. It's probably the newest thing I speak about, called the Uniform Limited Offering Registration. Say it again. Uniform Limited Offering Registration, or ULOR. Sometimes it's even called SCORE, or Small Corporation Offering Registration. Okay, what is this? What's it going to do for me? This allows you to raise up to $1 million a year for your business from the public. Wait a second. You can raise up to $1 million a year for your business from the public. So if your business needs more than $1 million a year, skip to some other method called the Regulation A, which I can talk about another time. But let's say this method works for you. Okay, what are the requirements? Your business must be a corporation in the United States. You must engage in business other than petroleum exploration or production. It can't be petrol, oil, gas, exploration, or production. It cannot be mining or other extractive industries, they call it. Blind pools, they call it, where no specific businesses named are not allowed. So you know if you fall under that category, that it's kind of rare. What else? The securities or the stock. The securities or stock can be offered and sold only from the main company. In other words, the securities can only be offered and sold for your business. That doesn't seem like a lot, but a lot of people, or some people, try to play with that a little bit. Okay, your company's stock must be sold at $5 a share or more. Say it again. Your company's stock must be sold at $5 per share or more. You have to use selling agents who are properly licensed. So the company or your business must determine if the agents selling your stock are required to be licensed in the state. Most states they are, almost all states. You know, some kind of Securities 7, Securities 6 license. I can tell you about that in more depth if you wish. Email or call me. Okay, officers of your company and its selling agents must meet certain requirements regarding their past history. So the forms that I'll tell you about here will cover that. You have to read the forms, and it's not hard. It's a question and answer form, much like a business plan. So if you have a business plan, grab it when you do fill out these forms. The form is called a U7, and it's question and answers, much like a business plan. You can plug things right in. It's easy. And you'll save money because you won't need as much legal work. You won't need an attorney as much to do a lot of the paperwork as you would with a Regulation A or other things. So, it is a little bit cheaper way to raise money. So, your company can't raise more than $1 million, as I mentioned. However, your company can raise up to $1 million each and every year. You must file a Form D of the Regulation D, and it's an easy requirement to meet. This is with the SEC. So you may say that $1 million a year for your business is not good enough. Okay, well, there's the Regulation A, as I mentioned before, and that's a lot more hoops to jump through, and I'll talk about that at a different time. But for the time being, we're talking about the ULOR. Okay, so far this sounds good to you. So what do you have to do? What's the hoops? Okay, you have to form a corporation if you're not in business already. And typically, you can use an S corporation, but most people I talk to suggest that a C corporation can raise money easier. But I'm not an attorney, and it might vary from state to state or depending on your business, so ask your attorney and follow their advice. Then you get a copy of the ULR Form U7. Read it carefully. And I even sell a copy on my website at www.doeforthedream.com/store. It's doeforthedream.com/store. You'll see a ULOR kit there. And it's very in-depth. It goes through all the things. It has copies of it, resources, and all kinds of things and advice that can help you. You can probably find other things on the internet, too. There's all kinds of public and private things out there. In the form, I'll read this one thing. Be very careful and precise in answering all questions. Give full and complete answers, which you should with any loan application. You know, too much information is usually a good thing. So, it may seem hard, but this form is relatively good compared to some of the other government forms out there. And so just take it a page at a time, answer the questions, just tell about your business, what it will do, how you use the money that you raise, and what profits you expect. You know, like I said before, it's like a business plan, you just fill in the blanks. So grab a business plan if you have it, or you know what, if you don't, once you're done filling this form out, you could use it to make a business plan. And then, like I said before, you take the U7 once you've completed it, give it to a stockbroker, a financial advisor, or we can recommend some of those people, that or types of firms at least, and they'll sell the shares and they'll raise the $1 million that you don't have to pay back. You don't have to pay back. Okay, sounds a little bit too easy to be true, right? All right, let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages. The advantages, and remember, essentially, you're going public. You're not going to be on the stock, the New York Stock Exchange. You're not going to be on the NASDAQ, but you are going public. The advantage, of course, a lot more people are going to see and hear the company name, and they're going to learn a lot more about your product or service. So you're going to have a better chance of getting more business, more customers, and increased awareness. And it's going to help you with investors and banking in the future, you know, anything. Once you go through this process, it's going to be easier to get a loan and easier to get other investors later. You're going to have better access to capital, whether it's, you know, equity or debt financing, and, you know, you're going to have more opportunities as well. You're going to have an ability to offer stock options and stock bonuses, which may help you attract and retain employees and personnel. So it's going to be an incentive for your people. Now, what are the disadvantages? Okay, you have a responsibility, since it's public, you have a responsibility to inform shareholders and the general public on an annual basis. So at least some people out there unknown people, some known investors and shareholders. Some people are going to have to see your financials, profit, loss, balance sheet, at least once a year. You have to be comfortable with that. This is basically a public offering, public investors, public shareholders. So they have to see and know what you're doing. The ownership will be diluted. You know, you're sharing or you're selling shares in your company. You're selling stock in your company. In some cases, decision making may require shareholder approval. It depends. Different levels of decisions and different levels of ownership percentage or interest. The possibility does exist for less control by you or the original owners. All right, let's talk about the management first. Here are the things you should know if you want to go public or use the ULOR. You should know these things, or ask these questions at least. Are the founders, are the owners willing to give up ownership in the company, at least some of it? Is the leadership or the management or the management key people, are they, their financial, their marketing, and operating expertise, is the expertise in place? Is there right people, the right people for the job in place already? And will these people, will their resumes and background and experiences, will those people, will it foster investor confidence? You know, if someone look out there, they'll be able to examine somewhat your, because of the form, ask the questions about your experience and resumes. When an investor reads that stuff, will they have confidence in your business? Will they want to invest in you? Okay, let's talk about growth potential. You know, can your company offer a rate of return to the investors that will attract them? You know, in this market, who knows what the stocks are doing and what they're going to do, but in some regards, you're not on the New York Stock Exchange, but you're going to have to be comparable. Can you offer, you know, some percentage that's reasonable, or the rate of return, is it going to be worth their risk? Additional costs, you know, is the management, are you or the management, the owners, are you able to devote some time and to doing some of the annual disclosure and forms, or can you pay outsiders like accountants and some professionals to maintain these requirements? You know, this is less than doing the whole SEC, NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange stuff, but you still have to do some paperwork. So you have to have someone in-house, an accountant or a financial guy or girl, CFO, or hire someone outside. There's plenty of them outside to do that, and it's sometimes better to do that with an outside professional, but you still need it, so keep that in mind. So you're selling stock in the business, right? Is management, are you able to convince potential investors and also the brokers that are selling it and the dealers that are selling it, are you able to convince them that the percentage of stock for sale is priced correctly in relation to the total corporate worth? So, what's that mean? All right, let's just take a hypothetical thing. If you're selling 10% of the company for $1 million, okay, you know, you want to get $1 million a year and you decide you're going to sell 10% of the company for that. Well, 10% is $1 million, okay, that means 100% is $10 million. Is the whole company worth $10 million? So you're going to have to keep some sort of general, you know, parity here, some kind of relativity that it makes sense. The valuation has to make sense. Okay, here's some advantages of going public with ULOR. You don't have to do the federal SEC registration, so that's less paperwork than the Regulation A stuff that I mentioned. The format, the form, U7, is basically a business plan. The U7 form is used as a registration statement, as I mentioned, and an investor perspectives. So when an investor says, hey, I want to invest in this, give me some info, they basically hand that U7 form. They check it out. It has the information. That same form It's just a question and answer form. So basically you, the owners, the management can do it, and you'll save some costs, at least some legal costs, so you don't have to hire an attorney or a law firm to do all these forms that for the other stuff. You know, if you have offerings under $500,000, you know, if you can go up to $1 million, but if it's under $500,000, you're allowed to submit reviewed financial statements. That means it's less work, less fees, less accountant fees for you. You know, if it's between $500,000 and $1 million, you're going to have a few more statements and a few more accountant fees. So how do you go public? What's the eligibility? the form may not be used to register securities for resale on behalf of anyone other than the corporation itself. You know, you can't do it for another corporation, another business. You can't use the form for by a partnership, or you can't use it for petroleum or mining. I talked about that. By blind pool offerings, I talked about that. And, you know, if the company or any of the management or 10% or greater stockholders has any past regulatory problems. So if you've had some regulatory issues with SEC, government, or anything like that, it's unlikely you can move ahead with this. Check with an attorney. So as I mentioned, you can raise up to $1 million every 12 months. You don't have to pay it back. It's not a loan. But they're investors. The company may not split the stock or declare stock dividends for 2 years except permission from the securities administrator. So you have to get written permission for them. It can happen, but you have to get written permission, and it takes a review. So, you know, there's a lot to take in here. This is kind of a different thing. Let me rehash it real quick. You know, here's some steps that you want to, you know, if you want to consider this, and here's some advantages and disadvantages real quick. You know, obviously the advantages, you can get up to $1 million quickly. Your personal wealth, at least on paper, can increase quickly and by a large amount. Your company achieves a certain cachet. It's a public entity, at least. You get some exposure, some good strength, a good reputation, a history, etc. Your corporate stock can be used to acquire other companies. You can expand and grow and acquire and merge and acquisitions. Your company's stock can be used as collateral. So just like you use a building as collateral, your home or whatever, real estate, you can use company stock as collateral and get loans based on that. And it's a good idea at least to consider, but here are some of the negatives. You know, as I mentioned, you have to give away some of the control, but you can easily control how much of the company you quote, give away in exchange for money. You have stockholders, and they may question things, and they may require votes at some times. You will have to file certain reports with the government, but your accountant can do this for a fee, whether it's in-house or outsourced accountant. And there's specialty companies this is all they do, night and day. And there are law firms out there that do both the law work, the paperwork, and they have in-house accountants and tax attorneys and people that do this. So, you know, the negatives may be slightly onerous, but this is money that you don't have to repay. And, you know, the money you receive from the stockholders can make all that, quote, pain worthwhile. It's your choice. So what are some of the steps? All right, organize your team, the management, attorneys, accountants, whatever, and get the U-7 form, form U-7, start filling it out. You know, it's typically your state securities division can get you this form or do a search online. And like I said, I can sell it to you on my website. Consider what the value of your stock will be and who you're going to sell it to. You know, and again, there's some resources online, and I can help you, you know, the management and a broker dealer, what's the value of your stock and who's going to sell it. Like I said, contact the securities division, the registration section, ask them questions and request the pre-filing conference. It's good to talk to them first before you register and file everything. Get things out of the way then. Then you file the form U7 with the registration section. You do it. And you file the form with the security dealers if you're going to sell them the securities sold by a registered broker-dealer. You just kind of have to get it out there, go through some hoops, just so, you know, any, like, NASDAQ dealer, for instance, if you're going to use one of them, you just put it on file so that they can sell it then. It makes it all legal, make it all clear. The review process begins at the security division at your state, typically, and the structural issues of the offering are examined. Then they'll notify you as to the registration, and then also shortly after that or simultaneously, the security dealers will approve about the compensation. Form U7 becomes the prospectus, so now you can use that to hand out to possible investors, and they'll check it out. They'll use that to consider if they want to invest in you. And then you can sell the stock. Registration is valid for a year and may be extended upon the request, written request to the securities division of your state. And then you'll have to submit annual reports. But again, it's less paperwork than you would with other ones. You know, and how can you sell advertisements like a tombstone, so to speak, mailings, investor meetings, press releases, sales efforts, and certainly through a commission broker dealer. They can do, you know, they can call their clients, they can mail to it, different syndications can sell it. So it's something, if you're interested in, it definitely needs more research online. My website is lots more to get there. It's a uniform application to register and sell securities, in essence. It's a way to go public, way to raise money quick without paying it back. Doesn't work for everyone, but it may work for you. Good luck. Please send me questions. Send me other subject matter, other things to tell you about. Good luck.